Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Lounge. I am Michael Horn. Glad to make your acquaintance here on the broadcast. Not the star of the show, though. The star is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon from Hollywood, star of Hunter, Land's End, Crisis. You talk about this. This man's done it all. Bumblebee, the movie, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred. You're busy. Look at
Hello. I'm dialing in. I'm dialing my headset in. So I do not want to have any interference. As a matter of fact, I just want everybody to know that there's absolutely no collusion allowed on this show.
No collusion at all. Been investigated by Robert Mueller and found
no collusion.
We have
been investigated on various occasions by our neighbors. And of course, guy down the street.
Yep.
But we're in good shape. There's an awful lot going on. I hope everybody's doing real well out there. Another week has gone by, and there's so much going on. Again, I want to remind everybody a couple of weeks ago that Mike Gary and myself had a one-hour slugfest over how bad the Lakers are.
That's right.
And the whys and the wherefores. Well, it's interesting. 2 weeks after we had that conversation with
Lakers
everybody. The Lakers heard about it. Magic Johnson last night in a shocking, and it was shocking. People are still talking about it all over the league. It's a national NBA story. And it has really upset a lot of people here. And the more this thing settles in, the more upset people are getting at how capricious, arbitrary, and cavalier that Magic Johnson could be just to suddenly decide, I'm going to walk away. And he's done that, and leaving a riptide full of conjecture and it's needless
we're
to say.
Talk about it.
It's
we're
needless
gonna
to say
a
great topic for us to talk to you about it today. We're also going to talk about Clayton Kershaw, Hyunjin Ryu, and how bad the Cincinnati Reds are. Yes. Seems as they got Matt Kemp and
Yasiel Puig,
the Puig.
The whole team is just not performing here. Your thoughts on any of this? Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can always email him, and we read emails here on the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422, code 4422. Enjoy!
What's in store for your business this week at Staples? Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing, the commander ink chief.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 4/13/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the football icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike Horn.
So you were shocked by this last week announcement here, the Magic Johnson, right during the final game of the year. He's in the locker room, it looks like, somewhere. He just says, I quit, without anybody knowing this or no press conference or anything. He just kind of ups and quits. What's the deal?
Yeah, he just decided. I guess locally here on a sports talk show, Bill Plaschke, a great sports writer for the L.A. Times, who knows the Laker beat pretty well. He was walking down the hall, saw Magic, went over and gave him a hug. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. And Magic says, well, gee, now that you're here, I might as well have a press conference. So he walks away, goes into this other room, and walks up to the wall, puts his back to the wall, and announces he's resigning. And he went through all these machinations, all of this heartfelt things about, I missed Magic. He talks about him in the third person. And he said, I missed being Magic. This is a big job. And it's just a classic example of Jeannie Buss. Here we go. Jeannie Buss making a wrong decision to bring Magic in and to introduce him to Rob Pelinka, because they didn't know really one another at that time. And they just says, you two could 1-2 punch the Lakers right back into the NBA championship game. Really? With no players and what have you? Yes. So Magic, because he's Magic, he decides to take the job and he says, I promise I'll go out and get LeBron James, that's who's going to be available. We're going to go after LeBron. Well, we all know in hindsight now that LeBron was going to come here anyway. He didn't need anybody to convince him. Hey, you know, you should really come to L.A. You can go to Malibu. You can go to Disneyland. Your kids can be in the sun all the time. You don't have to – the snow, there's no snow here. You know, instead of pitching like they always think they have to do, like NBA players have no idea at all what L.A.'s like. They have to sell them on the team and on the organization. So here we go. You know, he takes the job, and here comes LeBron, and with it comes an awful lot of issues that haven't been taken care of. So now we're in the middle of it. Now you have Magic, who everybody knows as our lovely Magic, and we want him. We want him to succeed. And so what's happened is he's come up with not very good decisions, and neither has the franchise. So I'm not surprised he did. As a matter of fact, I wasn't in favor of this hiring Magic.
I'm not either.
I wasn't in favor.
A coach one time, and he quit that. He coached for a while, and the team totally fell apart when he coached. So he's a great player, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great PR guy, but is he a coach? Because that's what you would maybe assess this on. And then a president, obviously he doesn't tell Jeannie Buss. He doesn't tell Rob Pelinka. He just up and quits without even telling these guys and warning them that he's going to walk off the job.
Of all the people with his success, you know, people talk about how hard he works and success. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt anybody of that. But, you know, to really submerge yourself in a general manager president of an NBA franchise, you've got to submerge yourself in it. You've got to withdraw from celebrity life and go into business life. You just can't just show up and expect people to pick the phone up because you're Magic Johnson. You have to have a relationship with the league, which is what ever since Jerry Buss left. This team has been spiraling downhill in that regard. Yet Mitch Kupchak, who drove the team right into bankruptcy almost with his signings of these failed players, and the business acumen of Jeannie has failed to come to the forefront and take care of this franchise her father left her.
Well, she's only had it, though, for a year here. So the first decision she makes, because she has got the business head on her shoulders better than anybody in the Buss family, she brings in a Magic Johnson to do the job. And hey, I got to tell you, back up here, everybody, oh my gosh, LeBron James is here. Ticket sales go crazy. The seats get filled up. Everybody's looking. And then LeBron James gets injured. The Lakers have a terrible season. And now all of a sudden, fingers are being pointed. But are they being pointed? I say after next year, if there's a failure here, we got a real problem. But in the meantime, you got to kind of build between this year to see what could happen next year and put your team together the year after. And obviously, Magic Johnson's walking away from that and saying, I'm not a part of that anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, well, we'll find out very shortly here who she hires, Jeannie, who she hires to run the team, and who she hires and for the general manager. Is she saying that she's going to hold Pelinka over for the new president
of
the team? I mean, are you going to do that? Or what do you, I mean, I don't understand how people run their businesses.
Yeah, well, I understand they try to do the best they can. Jeannie Buss does have her dad's brain on as far as business goes. So obviously, nobody in the Buss family wants to have a loser. They want to have a winner. So how do you do that? Who knows if you keep Rob Pelinka? Obviously, Magic Johnson and he may not have gotten along because Pelinka didn't know about it. Supposedly, Jeannie Buss didn't know about it. You say Bill Plaschke comes up from the time, he says, hey, I might as well have a press conference, and he quits. That sounds very unmagic to go ahead and just throw that out.
That's what
there
he did.
Without telling anybody. That's not a class way to go, and Magic's usually a class guy.
Well, look, let's not confuse things. As time goes on, things change, and this organization is now in deep trouble. It is leaderless. If you're another player or another agent in the league, other general managers know who Pelinka is or who he isn't. They're not shaking in their boots, and you know, they got Magic Johnson who shows up every two or three days of the week at noon and tries to figure out what to do with the team. The leaking of this pending trade that they were going to give seven players for.
Yeah, that was terrible to leak that while the season's still
you
going.
You cannot. And
if you're one of those players that's thinking of being a dealt away, what do you think about it? You know?
Well, how about if you're one of those players and you look over and see LeBron James, who is this great player, iconic figure, comes in here and takes a look at you and all your friends and says, let's get rid of these guys and go get my friend from
that.
New Orleans. You know, that's it.
That's a problem in sports today. The players have such big salaries, more than management, and all of a sudden now, do they run the team? Do the players? Is it one player say, I want Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn and so-and-so? Or does the coaching and staff and the general manager say, here's what we're going to do and build this team? Who knows? Like you say, no leadership. That needs to be established immediately. Someone needs to come and say, here's our plan.
All these players tweet. They all Facebook. They all talk to one another year round during the season. And they all have opinions. They all say, don't go to L.A. They're a bunch of lunatics. Jeannie's a nice person and can sell T-shirts and tickets, but she has nothing to do with hiring the right people to put them in place
to
run
a
freaking basketball game.
You're right, but it's out there now, so now you got to correct that. All right, it's the Sports Lounge. We're in it now. Fred Dreyer has taken this command of the topic. We'll continue with it, so settle back, relax, and we'll weave our other stories in with it. If you want to email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Welcome back. We are here in the lounge. This radio station, this cable system, listening to us on Amazon Echo, Google Home. All you got to do is say, hey, Google, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. Or, hey, Google, or say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to us anytime you want, anywhere you go. And, of course, we're on Sports Byline, XM Sirius here on Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Glad to have you with us. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Okay, so Fred's bunched up. I'm bunched up. The world is bunched up about Magic Johnson impromptu press conference. Bill Plaschke's there from the Times. He says, oh, since you're here, I'll have a press conference. And he quits. Doesn't tell GM Plaschke, doesn't tell Jeannie Buss, the owner, doesn't tell anybody anything. He's gone. So now, Fred, help the Lakers. What do you do? They come, Jeannie Buss picks up the phone and says, Fred, what do I do now? And who do we go after? What's your thought process on this?
Well, look, since Mr. Buss, Jerry Buss, has passed away.
Yes,
several,
Dr. Buss.
Several years ago. I don't know what year. Was it 5 years, 7 years?
Something like that.
Five years ago.
Great icon.
Yeah, so he's great.
Love the guy.
And his business model was hiring the right people.
Correct.
He hired Jerry West. Jerry West hired Pat Riley. Pat Riley took the team forward, and the history is as we know it. What the Lakers have to do is simplify things. They've got to be able to recognize front office talent. They can't go out and get this is the surprising blunder that goes against the grain of Jerry Buss Sr. is how would you – do you actually think that Jerry Buss would have signed off on hiring Magic Johnson to be the president and the general manager of the Lakers? I just don't see it. And he has no business being a general manager. He's
Pelinka's the kind of the general manager.
No, but he has no experience running the team at all. He's an agent.
Okay.
He's an agent. I'm not mad at you.
All right.
I'm bewildered like everybody
is. You need
a
strong GM is what you need.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
We continue to go have this conversation. I'm tired of having. I'd like to go to Jeannie's house with you and have a cup of tea on the backyard. But that's not going to happen because she's going to be inundated. What I recommend, and this is – me, what the hell do you have to? What business do you have listening to me? I would take and go right to Jerry West. I'd ask the Clippers. I want to talk to Jerry West about ownership. That way, they have to let him talk. If they say we want to take him from you, we want to give him more salary. You can't do that. You got to elevate him. So you're gonna offer Jerry West, give him four, five, 6%, whatever it might be, and say, Jerry, I want you to run the team. Tell me what you would like to do with this team. How about Rob Pelinka? Is he in or out? How about LeBron? Is he in or out? What do you want to do here? How do you see the roster? You know, how do you like our head coach? Do you like him? What kind of team do we want? Do we have the right manager? Do we have the right head coach for the type of player that we have to play the type of team that he wants to play? Are we a low post team or are we a spread them out and run like Golden State? You know, you have to organize and build something. It would be like showing up at the Indianapolis 500, you know, with your Corvette and expecting to compete. You know, this is ridiculous. Pat Riley, you could ask Pat Riley. Pat Riley has always mentioned that he would like to someday maybe come back to LA.
See, those two names you mentioned, Jerry West, Pat Riley, I think two of the super names that the Lakers let escape. But they were with the team for a while,
yeah.
And the Lakers got a lot from them. But now you may want to look, because especially Jerry West, he's put together some other great dynasties in the league after he left the Lakers, for gosh sakes.
Jerry West, the only alteration that Jerry West has to make is making a left turn into the parking lot as opposed to a right turn. So he's going to be back in town. He's going to be running the Lakers. He's a part ownership. They should have done that a long, long time ago. They should have given Jerry West a long time ago. So when Phil came in, Phil goes to Jerry Buss Sr. and says, hey, I'm the coach. I'm running the team. I'm the one doing all the job. I don't need to talk to Jerry West about players. That's what happened. That's where Jerry said, hey, look, I'm not needed here, and he left. He went to Memphis, and what did he do with Memphis? He built them up. Then he left there and went to Golden State, and the rest is history.
Here's the thing. I'm a little upset with Magic Johnson for not talking to anybody.
Because a little.
You take a job as the president of a storied franchise like the Lakers, and you don't even tell the owner, your boss, Jeannie Buss, that you're leaving. He says he didn't do it because I was afraid she'd talk me out of it. Well, come on, pal. You came in there and you took the reins. You said, I'm going to bring in this superstar player. You bring in LeBron James. There's problems. And then you just walk? When has Magic Johnson ever walked from the face of adversity when he was a player? And he's doing it now. And I don't forgive him for this. I think this is, as a guy who has run a business, you count on people to be there and they just say, oh, I'm leaving. Yeah, go take the easy way out, pal. Go ahead. Go out there and go to your shopping center. Eat your hot dog stands or whatever you got over there. Go to your movie theaters. See what you got. But this puts a besmirch on the Magic Johnson name no matter what. And then you got to look now if you're Jeannie Buss and say, hey, what do? I got Rob Pelinka. I got to step up now and run. You don't throw it back to the brothers. They've already destroyed the team in the years they've had it. So Jeannie Buss now, this is the year that she comes through and puts together a winning combination and forget about bringing somebody in with a name from the Lakers, unless you're looking at a Jerry West or unless you're looking at a Pat Riley, someone that knows, and you got to make sure they mesh with the players you got and come up with your plan on what you want to do. And this is a good time to do it now because it happened at the end of the season. You got time to put the plan together. That's what I think.
Well, I think we think the same thing. Jeannie, we all know her here, and she's fine. People love her, and they fall in love with her, and she's great. She does a good job with the other businesses that her father put her in charge of.
Did a great job with most all of them, yeah.
Of course, but she's not an MBA, a maven. And here's the reasoning. You must get a Pat Riley, Jerry West, or an impact GM to come in here and fix this, is that it sends the message to the rest of the league.
That's right.
It sends the message to the rest of the GMs and the agents for these super players. They can now say, hey, look, they got Jerry West back. He's running the show. We should talk to them about this. They're legitimate. And LeBron is either in or out. You know, I don't think people are chomping at the bit to play with LeBron. You know, although Kyrie Irving from the Celtics might be one that they could go after. Who knows? Jimmy Butler could be one, the guy from Chicago. They could have themselves a nice roundup here. We'll have to see what they do.
We'll see. Magic Johnson didn't tell LeBron. He didn't tell Jeannie Buss. He didn't tell Pelinka. He didn't tell Fred, for God's sakes. Yeah. No one knew he was going to quit. He's
That's
gone.
Why I'm really upset.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, we're on video. You can check this out at Roku. And we do the show, Roku.com. Go to our website, crntalk.com, and get more information. And you can also go to the Sports Lounge and check out that website as well. Now, we have They've done a survey out here right now. The most valuable franchise, baseball-wise, is... What's your guess, Fred Dreyer?
Say that again.
Who's the what baseball team's the most valuable franchise?
New York Yankees.
$4.6 billion, up 15% from last year. Who's number two? Come on, say
it. The Doyers.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers, second at $3.3 billion, followed by... Here's where it gets tough. What's next? Come on.
It could be the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, that's number four, $3.1 billion.
Or it could be the...
come on, say it. Say it.
It could be the Boston Red Sox.
That's exactly right. Number three at $3.2 billion. Cubs, $3.1 Giants at $3 billion. Mets, $2.3 billion. So there you have your top five or six there for you. Now, did you hear about this woman? She's, I think, an Astro fan. She's suing the team, the Astros, for more than $1 million. She says her finger, she claims her finger was broken when she was hit by a shirt from the T-shirt cannon that was fired at close range by the team's mascot, Orbit. Orbit's the team mascot. This happened last season. Jeannie Hargady says that in her suit that she's, her left index finger was shattered last year. She was hit by a shirt from the cannon. She was sitting in the first deck behind the third baseline. She has had two surgeries on the finger, still has impaired range of movement. And she's filed a lawsuit against the Astros. Are you looking around for the shirt down there or something?
I'm looking for my cord. I was riding on my cord. How about that?
That was something. Pulled your cord down.
It really did.
So the Astros say we do not agree with the allegations, and they're still going to use the T-shirt launchers during the games.
Well, just, you know, again, it's the same. You know, if you have a problem, sue them. But don't expect them to completely redo their business model because you broke your finger. Come on.
That's exactly right. All right, so we want you to go ahead and take care of all that good information. Whatever you do, if you can, email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We're going to get to some emails for you always in every show. And follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's Fred_Dreyer. You can go to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But again, the real one is, tell Fred how you're feeling, what you think about all the stuff. Give us some ideas on your thoughts on the Lakers, baseball, if they're ready to go in spring training. FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Bring on the April showers at Lumber Liquidators. We've got you covered with waterproof vinyl plank flooring all on sale, like malted oak vinyl plank for only $1.42. And all water-resistant laminate is on sale, like new Desert Horizon Elm for only $1.79. Or refresh your home this spring with best-selling hardwood floors on sale. Do it yourself or have it installed for you. Plus, get special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You have plenty of pictures in your home, but you've never seen anything like this before. Introducing Easy Tiles, the world's first photo tiles made of sleek and ultra-lightweight glass. Easy Tiles makes it super simple. You use their exclusive app for iPhone and Android to upload as many photos as you like. Then they print them on tempered glass. Your order arrives on your doorstep in just days. And that's when the real fun begins. Because with Easy Tiles, you'll transform your living space with a gallery wall that will amaze each and every guest. Easy Tiles are even simple to hang. No hammer and no nails. And because they're mounted on small risers, they appear to float on your wall. Easy to order, easy to hang, and guaranteed for life. Now you can save 30% on any size order, plus get free shipping on orders of four or more. Just download the free Easy Tiles app at easytiles.com and turn your best memories into beautiful glass wall art. Plus, save big now with this special radio offer. That's easytiles.com.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti, whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn. The star of our show is the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
That's two safeties in one quarter.
In one game.
We don't want to get one safety in two quarters.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would not be the right
one. That would not be right. So two safeties in one quarter.
Very good.
And two quarters and it gets you a soft drink.
Two quarters, that's what, 50 cents if you're at Disneyland. You can get double bubble for 50 cents in that machine.
That's it.
As you come in, you know, it says, you know, there'll be no chewing of bubble gum in Disneyland. And there's a bubblegum machine right there.
That's true. You got it right there.
So there you have it.
All right. Yeah, we got some. Let's look at baseball real quick here and take a little look in here since we're talking about players and attitudes and stuff like that. The Dodgers made this big trade with the Cincinnati Reds. And the Dodgers got some minor league prospects. The Reds basically got Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp and Kyle Farmer. And I think one other player they got there whom I forget now. But here's the thing. The Reds started off to a terrible start. They've only won a few games. And I know it's early on in the season and all that kind of thing. But let's talk a little bit about this. The batting averages are not there on the Reds, for God's sakes.
Let's just do this.
Yes.
I'm not carrying the water for the franchise of the Cincinnati Reds, nor am I caring at all about what they do. I want to talk about what Kemp and what's his name?
Yasiel Puig.
The Puig. And I want to know what they're doing. And I do know that I saw in a highlight film, sports highlight film on TV, that Puig got in a huge fight with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
And it was over nothing. He wasn't even involved in it. He came off the bench.
He came out of the bench to do his thing. You're right.
Out of the bench.
Right.
And he started the fight. I'm going to tell you something else. He's not the right type of personality to have on your team if you're losing. You know, if you're winning, you can absorb a lot of narcissism. And the Dodgers did that. And Ryu Puig is a problem if he's not handled right.
Well, he started off, and they did beat like the Miami 14-0, I think, was the final score. So they're starting to wake up a little bit.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
The averages are not there. I mean, what do they got there? They got Joey Votto. He's batting .235. He's like the star of the show. Winkler, .103. Kyle Farmer from the Dodgers, .182. Kemp, .148. You got .258 for Suarez there. And you got Dietrich, .227. I mean, nobody's really beating a hole in this lineup here, I'll tell you right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an early season, which is okay. That's why I say, you know, I'm sure Kemp and Puig will do better because we know they can.
Right.
And the team will do better. How much better they do, who knows? But my point is that the Dodgers got rid of Puig because they didn't want to pay this guy coming up on his free agent year.
There you go.
$18 million. And they're paying him 6 or 7 as it was, which is a good deal. and but the other thing that showed itself was the Puig is a narcissist, and he's not very bright. He has to be told several different times to do specific things that are germane and generic to the game of baseball as you would see it as a right fielder. And the other thing that I know for a fact, connections.
You've got a lot of connections in the world.
One
of
my little stories I'll relay is that you've noticed that there hasn't been anybody in the Dodger dugout throwing and dumping Gatorade on people.
So that was one of Puig's big deals when he was with the Dodgers. At the end of the game, he would get the whatever was left over from the Gatorade, and he thought it was fun to bring it out while the guy's
being
interviewed.
He'd get a full one.
He'd get a full one while the guy's being interviewed, and he'd dump it on the head of the interviewer, of the interviewee, and also hit the poor, lovely lady interviewer a couple of times.
He constantly soaked everybody around. He was an idiot. And they told him, stop doing that.
He'll turn it around, though.
Stop doing that, they told him.
I celebrate the win.
Well, he was celebrating.
I celebrate. Throw people out from left field.
He's batting in the...
Yeah, I'm fine. But the point is, let me just wrap this up, because I'm done talking about him. Not unless he robs a bank,
he's batting in the mid-hundreds, by the way.
Yeah, by the way. But he says, anyway, he continued to do it after they told him to stop. And they now believe that he's stupid.
It's bad because the players tend to, you know, they told him don't throw to third base if the guy's the other runner's going to go into second.
He doesn't know the game. And the other thing else is when he slides into third base with his tongue hanging out, that's it for me. I'm done.
Is getting a full night's rest a struggle because your sheets won't stay in place? Do your sheets make you hot at night, causing you to toss and turn? I've been there, but not anymore. Thanks to MyPillow's Giza Cotton Sheets, I'm getting a full night's rest without the hassle of fixing my sheets. Giza Cotton Sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton. It's called Giza, G-I-Z-A. It's grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton is so super smooth and breathable, and they're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that'll fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code WINNER. That's right, free. That's MyPillow.com and promo code WINNER. Get yours today. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER. Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, bringing it through. Baseball news a little bit. We've got a season just going into like a couple of weeks here, but already, and this is we got a couple of problems. People getting injured already. First off, let's talk a little Clayton Kershaw. We're looking at this interview with Clayton. You know, he's had shoulder problems. He's been checking things out, you know, going into the minor leagues, throwing. He's getting back into the rotation now. And he says this. And this is the great Clayton Kershaw. My gosh, on his way in to the Hall of Fame, for gosh sakes, he says, "I'm a stubborn guy." Yes, I'm stubborn. I know I am. I just refuse to throw up in the strike zone. And I think maybe with today's player, that may be hurting me because as I throw down, they're starting to swing up and they're launching pad out of the ballpark. You think, Clayton, you give up a couple of home runs just about every outing now. So maybe you should start to place and move the ball around and stop being stubborn. Here's the deal. Some of these guys, and Kershaw just recently signed a big deal, but he was making good money all the way. I mean, he had his own catcher that he used to have that would catch
Ellis.
AJ Ellis, it's managers face this on every team now where they have these little oddities. For gosh sakes, learn to move the ball around a little bit. Your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer?
Well, he's been in the league 13 years.
Yeah.
On the same team.
Got to make adjustments.
And he's lost games because of that stubbornness. He's also won games because of that stubbornness.
That's true.
So my feeling is that, and this will kind of wash over into the Hunjin Ryu situation, but he showed up in camp and immediately had shoulder inflammation.
That's not good.
And my connection, my source tells me that that was they were frightened to death of this. This is Ryu had a shoulder injury.
They were frightened and when they signed.
He missed a year. He wasn't good for a year and a half.
Yes.
Ryu, and so you know apparently he's been throwing. Kershaw's been throwing in Tulsa. He threw a game last night and pitched four innings and gave up a couple of runs and so forth and so on. Five hits, struck out seven people. And I mean, he knows himself. That's one thing about pitchers. They're goosey about knowing how their body works and what to do. My feeling is that when you put as many innings on that shoulder as he's put on it, you really don't know. You could wake up one morning and your shoulder could be blown out.
Talking to a guy who was, before you were the all-pro defensive end, you were a baseball. You were a pitcher in high school, and you burned your shoulder out, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I hurt my elbow. But that's a different – I was a high school kid. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And neither did anybody else around me. For that,
yeah, it's too bad because they don't like that to happen in high school.
But the issue remains is let's talk about there's that one thing about pitchers being injured, and they're throwing shoulder or they're throwing elbow. The other thing else is, and Kershaw has just had a series of back situations over the last 3 years.
Correct.
You know, he's missed games and he's been on the DL for or the IL for several weeks because of that issue. Now you've got Ryu, Hunjin Ryu.
Hunjin Ryu.
Last year,
yeah,
he tore the inside muscle off the bone of his groin. He missed 91 games.
I got to sit down over here in the corner thinking about that.
Yeah, he missed 90. He missed 91 games.
Oh.
Now, there's an old Korean thing. If you let a small dog lick your wound, it'll speed up recovery.
Really, you think that? Seriously? You think they do it?
So,
because dogs do that. If they have a wound, they will.
Yeah,
but this is not going to happen in this. Let me tell you right now. Let me just tell you something. Why do these guys continually have injured groin muscles, all that? They come to camp and they're not ready to play. You talked to me. Somebody asked you that. I said, Fred, what do you do? You said you stretch every morning for an hour. Is that right?
Yep.
And so I don't know if these guys do stretching. They used to back in the old days of spring training. I don't see that now if they take the time to stretch. And now Ryu's out again. What? Not another pull?
No. He says I'm fine.
Okay,
it's a precautionary deal. I'll spend 10 days over there at the buffet. You know, eating potato salad.
Right. Then I'll be okay.
And then he'll come back and it'll be okay, supposedly. But the issue is, if I missed 91 games because of that injury, there would never be a chance of me ever having that injury again, because I would make sure how to loosen it up and how to handle it because of how devastating it can be. So what happens is, he's in the game the other day with St. Louis. He pitches an inning, two-thirds, and then he stands around, and then he motions to the interpreter, and the interpreter comes out, and Dave says, gee, I better get out there too. So he runs out there, and there's a whole big powwow out there at the pitcher's mound, and Ryu says, I screwed up my groin again. And honest to God,
boy,
you could see the entire team just go, oh man, get me out of here. So he leaves, and then he says, I think I'm okay. My point is, what was he doing all season? What was he doing?
All off season.
How do you re-injure a terrible injury that is, believe me, groin is stretching, fellas.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
And it's true. And this is, you can go to team by team, and you got a player or two on each team that is not prepared and not ready to go. Most of the players come in without doing the stretching and
they
not ready to go.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
It's the Sports Lounge. Brett Dreyer, Michael Horn.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show. And, hey, why not take some time here to do a few more fan mails for you here. Ted says, Fred Dreyer, I'm a big Rams fan from back in the day, and I periodically check the internet to see if Land's End, that's your syndicated show you had out, has come out on either in DVD or the streaming format. Has it?
I don't believe it has. I know that if I were – the problem with that project was – It was way ahead of its time when we did it in 94, 95 down in Cabo San Lucas. But we only did 22 hours.
That's it. He says it was his favorite show of all time.
Yeah,
it came
out
at a strange time late Sunday night. But, man, it was such a great escape. Left me with visions of Cabo while I was sleeping and getting ready to head to work on a Monday morning. It was an exclusive series. I've never been able to find any recordings for sale. I even tried contacting Disney, who appear to own the rights. Maybe you should get these back, Fred, and do this again. No, it's a long shot, but he wants to know if you, Fred, have the ability to release the show on a streaming platform.
Well, I probably do.
Should probably look into that.
Yeah,
that
we'll
might
see.
Be a good deal.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. Robert says, hi, Fred. How are you? Do you have any plans to make any more movies?
I've always got plans to make movies. I always have ideas that are written up, and I'm always working diligently behind the scenes at doing just that.
Pam says, wondering if you have plans on attending the Hollywood show in June. It's in Los Angeles, the 28th through the 29th.
I've not been contacted as of yet.
Okay, someone says terrific. She also says terrific show today, Mr. Dreyer.
Oh, great.
Love that rapport between you and Mr. Horn. Well, we thank you, Pam,
yep,
for that.
Thank you.
And Matt says, my name is Matt. I work on the Trump campaign and work closely now with David Bossie and Corey Lewandowski. I'm trying to reach you to talk about a potential role with a political group that I advise. What would be the best way to do that? Email you, right?
You can probably email me here at the station.
FredDreyer@crntalk.com. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. And Corey says, do you date? What are your qualities in a woman?
Well, I'm looking for smart, attractive young women who are who understand what is at stake in today's life.
What a way to end the show. I want to remind you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And you can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
I just thank everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.